Headlines you may have missed. Easy to miss, must-hear headlines. At headlinesmissed.com, updated Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our feature for Headlines You May Have Missed is brought to you by pgmercher.com. PG Mercher, a pretty good merch shop. Do you even new swagger, bro? Get that new swag at pgmercher.com. Get it. Get it now. UK's Gov produced study on online harms sets precedents for other governments to follow. The British government is seeking to understand online harms and has produced what has been touted as the world's first effort by any government to comprehensively understand the harms of social media and to come up with solutions to save us from the harms. The creators hope this sets off more comprehensive studies by other governments with the hopes of more coordinated intergovernmental cooperation on policing social media as another goal. The white paper on online harms is a global first. It has never been more needed, The Guardian says. And The Guardian continues, on Monday last week, the UK government published its long-awaited white paper on online harms. It was launched at the British Library by two cabinet ministers responsible for it. This white paper is a significant document. It marks the first time that the government of a major country has decided to regulate the companies that now dominate the online world. Other countries, Singapore, Australia, and Germany, to name just three, have already had to go. But their efforts have been partial, reactive, and sometimes, as they say, have ours. That's not me, that's them. Let's get to our headlines you may have missed. Headlines. Sponsored by ads.pgnewser.com. Your ad here. Put your face on our show at ads.pgnewser.com. You know you want to. Gilets jaunes to be stopped with new Macron speech, or so he hopes. Francis Macron to address the nation on Monday and announce measures in response to Gilets jaunes. Euronews is reporting French President Emmanuel Macron will address the French people in a press conference at the Elysee Palace at 8 p.m. on Monday night, the French presidential team announced on Sunday. In his address to the nation, the president will be expected to detail measures as a way forward for the country in response to the Gilets jaunes. That's yellow vest to you and me. Sudanese protest military's timeline to democracy. Sudan protesters demand immediate civilian rule from the Daily Mail. Sudanese protesters on Sunday demand the country's military rulers immediately hand power over to a civilian government that should then bring ousted leader Omar al-Bashir to justice. The goings-on in Sudan is also interfering with Chinese and Russian contracts with the Sudanese government, so it's going to get a lot more interesting there. Hundreds killed, wounded in battle for control of Tripoli. More than 120 killed as Libya's rivals battle for Tripoli. Channel News Asia fighting near Tripoli has killed 121 people since strongman Khalifa Haftar launched an offensive earlier this month to take the Libyan capital, the World Health Organization said on Sunday. In clashes between Haftar's forces and those of the UN-backed Government of National Accord, both sides have proclaimed advances, but neither appears to have taken a substantial lead on the ground in recent days. Bump stock ban gets no mercy from SCOTUS. Supreme Court rejects bump stock stay. Supreme Court, this past Friday, the U.S. Supreme Court, well, this is from the Supreme Court, actually, it really is, it's just their release, court denied the plaintiffs in Guedes et al. V. BATFE and Cordrea v. Barr a stay in the bump stock ban rule and referred their request back to the circuit court for the D.C. Circuit. So we're still not done yet, but the SCOTUS is not going to allow an immediate reprieve from the bump stock ban.